Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm broadcasting alongside Neil Baker, psychic and author. You sound important, Neil.
No, it's just an illusion.
Well, anyway, I guess it depends on the person perceiving you. You're important to me.
Well, that's nice. Oh, you are to me, too.
Oh, thank
but
you.
Well, what are we talking about today? Instead of just talking about how important we are to each other.
We are, first of all, taking several callers because we've got a long list in the queue. So callers, it looks like there are some people that haven't called the show before. We're going to be taking your calls in a few minutes. We do talk a little bit before the show starts. But everybody that is in the queue right now, we are going to be getting to your calls. Maybe I should call out their numbers. What do you think?
To let them know what order
they're
in?
Yeah, I'll do the order. It's 310 first, 904, then 706, 808, 678, and then a private caller. So we're getting to all your calls. The readings will be probably a little shorter since there's a longer list of people in the queue. Our callers and our listeners can follow us, of course, right here on Blog Talk Radio. They can also join us on Facebook and Twitter. I create events there, so you can get an invite every time we have a show, which is nice. And aside from that, Neil, we're going to be talking a little bit about astral projection and then the return to the body. And you reminded me when you brought up this topic of experiences I've had when astral projecting, I'm sorry, I'm having a speech problem today, astral projecting and coming back in, and I feel like, I mean, where you don't land in the body exactly, and it's a feeling almost as if you're going to die.
Yeah, there's that feeling. Have you ever watched ducks when they land sometimes in the water? They make these clumsy landings, and they're kind of flopping all over.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's what happens to our bodies. We're astral projecting in our sleep, so our astral bodies are kind of going, wow, get out of the cage. Let's go out there into the astral world and have some fun. So they... the energy moves out. Well, it's kind of a bummer for the astral body because there's a silver cord. Yeah, it's kind of a bad thing. There's a silver cord that connects the astral body to the sleeping body. So it's sort of like one of those babies with the long ropes that the mother has so it doesn't stray too far. Well, the astral body's still stuck on Earth because of that cord. And that cord is a link to others in the astral realm that, hey, you're still living on the earth. You still belong to a body. You're not really free to come and go. What are you doing here? What's your journey about? And all the other astral bodies and spirits and guides can get an immediate read from the astral soul that's out there traveling around. They know your time of birth. They know what you're doing, what your journeys are, why you're here, why you're on the earth, where you've come from. They know the whole shebang. And some of them will play with us. Like we meet energies out there, we're playing, we have these playful dreams, we're just frolicking around with people that we actually may know that have crossed over. We may meet other people that are having the same dream, not the same dream, but they're out playing too, so we have a dream with somebody in it. And it doesn't mean that the two people, when they wake up, can remember the dream. We dream constantly. So we're having hundreds and hundreds of dreams throughout the night. and not everyone's going to remember the same dream. And just like when somebody sees an event, two people see an event.
The perception is different. The
perception's different, so you may get a different read from somebody. I had a dream about you, and they go, well, I didn't have one about you. But the retaining of a memory may be that the other person may be remembering another dream they had during the night that might have been astral projection dream, or maybe it was just a psychological dream. So that kind of goes on. Other times, spirits will impersonate. They kind of know who your friends are and everybody, and then they impersonate one of the people. They kind of take on the role of that person, and they just sort of work out energy. Sometimes it's very constructive because they're trying to help the sleeping body.
In the astral state is what you're saying.
Yeah, in the astral state.
Uh-huh, okay.
So they look and they go, oh, you're having a problem with so-and-so. Oh, I can take on that role and maybe help you out with your problem and reenact stuff. So they kind of do that at times.
It's difficult to determine, though, because oftentimes when we're having a dream with people that we know, it's a psychological dream. And when it's an astral dream, there's a lot of characters that are not recognizable to us.
Yeah.
So how do we determine when there's somebody playing like an imposter of someone we know and we're in an astral state? How do we make that determination?
You've got to be able to decipher and discern the energy.
Discernment
is a gift, and you have to kind of be able to know. You go to an interpreter, you sort of work it out in your waking hours. Astral dreams are going to feel different than psychological dreams. There is a lifting of the body. There is a feeling like you're out of your body. Why are you even having a dream?
Right.
A lot of times when you're having a dream, a lot of people will say, I can direct my own dreams. I can be conscious I'm having a dream.
The loose
and then
dreaming.
And then direct it the way I want. That's real strong because you're having a strong link between body and soul.
Right. So then does an ability to manifest in a dream translate into being able to manifest in regular life?
It can. It can, unless it's karmic bound and you can't do anything about it. But if there's some creative element there, then yes, indeed. Now, we don't have a lot of time, but what happens is when you come back, well, there's that crude landing. The psychic that recently died, what's her name? Sylvia Brown.
Sylvia Brown.
Sometimes I listen to her on the, what's it got, the guy's name? Williams Arson?
Montel.
Oh, Montel.
Williams.
Sometimes I listen to her talk on his show, and she would often allude to the fact, oh, I hate when that happens, when you come back and you get frozen, your body can't move. And it happens to all of us. It used to happen to me a lot. It doesn't happen to me that much anymore. But what's happening is you're waking up during the entry back into the body, so your soul is having a hard time getting back into the body because it's like the line is obstructed by the consciousness of the sleeping body suddenly waking up, so it's hard for the energy to get back in. You're kind of frozen. It's really scary. That's kind of like the feeling of death.
Right. And, I mean, I can liken it to a sleep paralysis in a way because there's something similar. I don't know if you've experienced sleep paralysis, Neil, but it's when you wake up and you can't move your body. You're awake inside.
The same
thing,
yeah.
But it's a little – but it is different. There is a difference because it's almost like you're not – when I've experienced that waking up after astral projection and I feel like I'm actually not in my body – so it's not as though I can't move. It's like I'm not, my brain is not fully integrated into my body.
Yeah.
I'm outside and can't get back in.
There is
a little bit different, but similar.
Physiological explanation, but a lot of that is sometimes due to the fact that the astral body and the physical body aren't on the same page. And so you're kind of transfixed between worlds here. And it's interesting because instead of panicking, what you've got to do is sort of just breathe. Breathe. A lot of times to get back into the body, you can just blow out a breath. You don't just breathe through your nose, blow out a breath. A lot of times when the astral body is coming back in, there'll be little spirits that recognize that the astral body is out of the body and they're mischief makers. They will temper with the line. They'll do all kinds of things with the physicality of the aura realm and everything, and they will sometimes block the astral body from getting back into the body just because they're mischief makers. You've got a lot of those characters out there too. But it's fun to just, I know we don't have a lot of time, but it's fun to just discuss these things because I think the journeys at night are fascinating. and they go beyond just your typical psychological dreams. Also, when you're out there, you're working out issues. Sometimes you even meet councils and spirit guides, and you're evaluating how well you're doing on the planet. And then when you come back in, you don't retain it all. But there is some secret clues to retaining what you are learning out there.
Well, maybe we can talk about that next show.
Sounds like a good idea. We remember, we always change it. We always say we're going to talk about something, and then when the time comes, we talk about it the following day. We pick another topic.
No, not always.
Oh,
not
really?
Always. No, I'm aware of what we do.
Oh, good. Then remind me. We'll
I
talk
will remind
about
you.
That.
We can talk about it. I'll make a note. And, you know, before we get to our callers, I just want to say happy birthday to Jason.
Oh, yes.
Let's
happy,
say happy birthday,
birthday, Jason. Jason, you want to say briefly who Jason,
Jason is a producer that's a longtime friend of Neil's. You've known him for 20 years?
At least. I've known him since
over
he was
20 years.
17 years
so
old.
So over 20 years. And, of course, I know him through my connection with Neil. So he's a good friend of ours and very helpful to Neil in the realm of television, great producer. And so he just celebrated a birthday. We know he's not 43. I did see that announcement on Facebook. I think someone
No, he's
42, I think. Yeah.
But he's got a website, and he is a
Project 8 Films,
and if you need someone to do editing or producing or anything, Jason's extremely talented. He's got a lot of history behind him, and he's the man to contact. What's it, that again? Was
Project 8 Films, and I believe it's the number 8.
The number 8.
And it's Jason.
And check him out.
I guess I can say his last name.
He's very good just sort of working with films and your production thing, so whatever, whoever is out there that's looking for somebody like that.
Exactly. Okay, we got to get to our callers, Neil. First caller, 310, let's bring them on. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi,
Bill. Hi, how are you? How are you all this morning? Good to hear you. Good to hear you this morning. I have a question about, I wanted to know, do you feel or see me moving from where I'm living right now anytime soon?
Can we get your birth date, Lynn, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. My birth date is January 5th, 1956.
Okay, so it's a moving question. Neil, I'm going to hand
yes.
it over to you.
Yes.
27, 9. And moving question, and born in 56, so you are right now 58 years old.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to have a moving question coming up, Lynn, but I want to know what happened, 83. What happened in 1983, Lynn, 27 years old? Let's go in. And go back
19,
there.
When I was 27. Let me see. Well, wait a minute. Gosh, it's so long ago. I was living like, right now I live in California. At that time, that 27th year, I was, I had two kids, and I was living in Georgia at that time. And, so I think I was kind of like, I don't know, well, my kids, no, I was living in another state at that time. I'm sorry, excuse me. I just had two kids at the time, and then my third child wasn't born until I was 29. But, you know, I was married at the time. I was married. And with
so is there a specific change you can pinpoint in the, like, 30 seconds so Neil can just go into the energy and try to determine what's going on specifically? Is there something that happened at that age, Lynn?
Well, I just, you know, I knew I was married, and my kids were small, my two kids. And as far as anything specifically at that 27, at age 27, I don't really know what
okay.
it was. I know that so much. Yeah.
Big list.
That's okay, Lynn. Let me ask you something. Are both your do you have one parent that's crossed over, or are they both here?
I have one that has crossed over, and then I
yes.
have one that's really, really up in age right now. She's like
okay,
really
okay.
Yeah.
Then, because we're going to make the reading brief, because I got to get real fast to a connection. I've got the connection
okay.
right now as we're speaking. speaking with the one that's crossed over. Because I felt one of your parents, as you were talking, I felt that one crossed over. So I've got that zone kind of help me to answer your question. I don't have time to get into a conversation with the soul that's crossed over, but I can use that illusion to help elevate the answer, if you will, from the ether as to when you're moving. I believe that there's something very strange about the month of April. I know we're almost out of it, Lynn, but as we speak in April, I can tell you that there's a change, there's a move coming really rapidly. And what you need to do after we've spoken is look at the month of April in your lifetime and see if you've made any changes in the month of April in any particular year, if you can go back there. But I see a change coming almost immediately.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
I believe. Yeah.
Anything
I do.
You can say that the spirit's communicating before we move on? Because I hate
If I get into that, we're going to be moving, you know, this maybe time here, but I can't. If I start talking to the spirit that's crossed over, it's going to be at least 10 minutes.
Okay.
But there is a spirit around. Around Lynn. It's the parent that's crossed over because when she was talking about her events in 1983, a spirit came in and said, "I'm the parent that's crossed over." That's why I asked to get a validation. So you do have a parent that's crossed over that's trying to reach me. But in addition to that, Lynn, I do see a move coming very, very soon. In April, it still has time for some evidence to emerge on that level.
Yes. Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you. And God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Oh, you too. Sorry it had to be short today. We've got a huge list.
That's okay. Thank you.
And it's 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct line. She can also join Neil and I on Facebook and Twitter. And let's bring on our next caller, area code 904.
Hello. Hi. This is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra.
How do you spell that?
LaShondra. LaShondra. LaShondra, what is your birth date again? I don't have it right in front of me.
6/28/83, and I just have a specific question.
Great, go ahead with it. 16.
Basically, just trying to see the outcome between me and Kevin.
Okay.
The outcome between you and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
And you're born 6/28/83, 2010-1, right?
Yeah.
Outcome between you and Kevin. I've got a couple of arguments going on here. They might have been in the shuffled back there in the past. Misunderstandings. There's a little bit of misconduct. Oh boy, there's a lot of junk back there behind us that has to be straightened out. First of all, LaShondra, are you currently reading any books? Do you have a small library in your house, a shelf of books, anything with books?
No, but I need to.
What's that? You need to? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we all need to read. Mm-hmm. We all need to read. These books must be something that's symbolic about it because I don't know. There is something going on with books in terms of your question with, what is it, David? Is that
Kevin.
Kevin.
No, Kevin.
There's something going on with these books and Kevin. I don't know what it is yet, and I don't have a lot of time to get into this, but there's a couple of messy things going on back there. Was there any, in the relationship, has there been fighting? Has there been commotion in that level throughout the relationship?
Well, the thing is that we're not in a relationship. He's married, and he said he's going through a divorce. I'm married, and I'm going through a divorce, so...
Well, these are the books, and this is the commotion. The fact that you both are married, going through a divorce, this is the thickness of the commotion and the energy that I'm going through. You're not really in a relationship, but has there been talk of romance or love?
We've just been intimate with each other. He hasn't been open to me like I've been open to him.
Yeah.
So it's just been a physical thing.
Have you two been physical? Well, we're on the air here. I don't know if I should ask this question, but has there been any physical connection between the two of you, if you know what I mean?
Yes, that's all it's been, is just something physical. he hadn't been open to me or anything. I've been open to him, but he's, like, really closed about how he feels.
Yeah, we got this is a messy situation, and you're not in a position, we're not in a position to say it's going to happen. We're in a position of much convoluted energy that's got the two of you mixed up in this lifetime because of a past life situation and the karma that you brought in with your respective spouses. So while that's going on, complications are more, you see you're compounded. You're a 28-10-1. Compounded people always get in these messes. Married, have a lover, this kind of thing. Typically, it's a typical situation. They usually have two marriages in life, compounded people. But your answer, the answer to this is not about what's going to happen. It's about how you're handling the present moment. And that's what's important. I don't see a great outcome here without working out some specific problems because this is like trying to tie a shoe when there's already two knots in it. And it's hard to tie a shoe when you've already got a knot in it. You got the shoelace there, but and you can maybe tie another knot, but it doesn't do any good with the knots already there. You got to work out these knots. So you're trying to get to a conclusion that can't be gotten to until you untie the knots, and that's a little bit more complicated in the process of unraveling some of this karma. That's what's got to be done first.
Well, my own marriage is almost, my divorce is almost, you know, completed, over it, done. Mine should be completed by mid-May. But the thing is, like, he's not being, I don't feel like he's being honest with me about his situation.
He hasn't. And I don't want to, we haven't said his last name, so we're safe. But he hasn't. And there's a mix-up there. That's the big knot. And be careful. Be very, very careful because that's got to be unraveled before you can get any kind of answer. And until that's done, there's complications.
Okay, LaShondra, we have to move on. I apologize.
Thank you. Oh, no, that's okay.
Okay, you can get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And something like this needs more than a radio reading. I mean, obviously there's complications that may or may not be able to be assisted.
Yeah,
right?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, this is a difficult one. I like to get to happy endings as quick as I can, good conclusions, but this is not going to be that quick a deal here.
Okay.
What are you laughing at?
Never mind. I'm just going to just move right ahead.
Happy endings. You're anticipating how fast I'm going to die, so that's why you're laughing.
No.
What's the
never
happy ending?
Just...
I've got
Stop.
Kristen laughing really hard when I said happy ending.
Will you please?
Oh, I think I'm getting to understand what you might
mean.
This is very
Area
symbolic.
Code 706. Good morning.
Hi, it's Mary Ellen. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Mary Ellen. We're fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. My birthday is 5/1952.
5/1952, and you're calling from?
Georgia.
Yes, I knew it. I remember you. It's been a while. You did a reading with Neil directly, right?
I did.
I totally remember you.
Oh,
I knew it was Georgia.
You just have Georgia on your mind.
That's right. I won't start singing. But, okay, Mary Ellen, what brings you to the show today? It's been a while. 6:15.
Yeah, I have, I had this, you were talking about these dreams, and I had a dream last night or the night before about a friend of mine, and he was in his casket. And
is
it was like
friend,
he was had been
alive.
No? Yes, he is alive.
Okay.
And it was like he'd been in there for a little bit, and then all of a sudden he started to rejuvenate. And it was like he was moving forward. I know that psychologically, I know he's been going through things because he lost his wife and he felt like he wanted to just let it go. Not, you know what I'm saying? He just, every morning he was disappointed because he woke up.
Okay, so he had a, okay.
You see what I'm saying? So it was like they were like soulmates.
So you're
asking
me to analyze the dream, essentially, what the dream meant.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, he's been coming up. We talked about opening a business together, and I was just wondering what, if this was all, you know, with him moving forward, if this was, yeah.
Well,
because
Mary Ellen,
saw papers and I saw the place and, anyways, go ahead.
On a psychological level, it's pretty easy to kind of work this kind of a dream out, you know, because it's almost transparent in terms of its psychological implications. And we can go into great depth about that in terms of that he's going through this trouble and you're not really sure if he's going to be ready to do it and there's concerns and what and the other. I want to, because of the brevity of time, Mary Ellen, I want you to know that this dream had to do with the casket itself goes beyond symbolisms of just symbolic dreaming. You actually were in a past life with this man where you actually approached his casket and where he died during the lifetime you had with him. So I'm going back to the past life. You had a dream. This dream entails and encaptures a life you had with him in a previous lifetime where in that lifetime he died during your relationship with him. You're both back on the planet again and you're trying to regroup and reformulate a union. His wife died and she's passed on and he's going through like a symbolic death, but that's because in a past life she's now gone because there's a clarity for the two of you to rejoin in a different kind of way and promote this business, et cetera, and continue on where you left off in the previous lifetime. So you're actually following two plot lines, the one plot line that you had with him in a past life and the plot line that you're continuing now that his wife is deceased and you're starting to formulate this energy. There are complications here, too, to work out because this man has to kind of shed himself of the karma that has taken him into this position. And if that gets accomplished, the two of you can have a wonderful union in a business together. I see a lot of blossoming of energy, a lot of writing going on. There's a lot of staples and things like that. So I do see a potential good energy there. But what you'd have to do is, in a more in-depth analysis, go search through that past life energy, which can manifest as current events in this lifetime, and then unravel the energy, and then you wouldn't be having dreams about him in the casket. You'd be having dreams about the two of you walking on the ground and formulating a union.
Okay.
Okay. Does that help, Mary Ellen?
Yeah, I mean, I figured that, you know, he was coming through it because of him getting out of the casket.
Yeah.
And, like, he was coming, he was reforming himself. You know what I mean? He was... he was like rejuvenating. He was, you know, his body was regenerating. You know, it was like, it was, so, yeah, okay.
There is good signs there, Mary Ellen. You have to kind of go into more depth. We don't have time. Get into his birthday.
Okay.
There can be a very measurable analysis and defined quality to the energy coming forward by looking more deeply into his birth date, how it correlates with your birth date, and then moving on from there.
Okay.
All right,
so
Mary Ellen. Okay, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. I remember that she had an issue with when she called before, payment from somebody. They were waiting for a payment, so I should have asked her if that was successful. But anyway, yeah. Okay. Area code 808 is next, and this, we know who this is. It's Ku'ulelani, right?
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. My first 1085, she's a 26-8, and it's Ku'ulelani. You can copy my writing.
Yes.
Go ahead with your question.
My question was, you know, on astral projection, like, does it necessarily only have to be in a dream state? Could you be in the conscious and just feel the energy of somebody else?
You can for sure.
Right.
Neil extra projects all the time when he's doing readings. Neil?
Yeah, you can do it in a conscious state. That's fun.
Yeah.
I do it all the time, as Kristen says. You can astral project outside your body and be in control and charge of it, move all over the map. You can go to different locations on the earth. You can go into the astral realm. So certainly you can do it in your waking state. It's just that in your sleeping state, it's an easier access. It's more involuntary, and it just happens naturally. But you can control it and induce a liftoff while you're awake.
Right. Okay, so my second question is, would this be in the field of astral projection when you are in, when you see somebody and then you get, like, sensations in, like, your hands and the soles of your feet, like a burning, heated sensation where it's like your hands feel like they're on fire?
No, is that's that, like, that is you're combining your energy fields with their energy fields. So your etheric energy is, you're starting to be having a consciousness about how their energy fields are affecting and getting into your energy fields, and then that's filtering down into your body. The next step would be to decode the tingling and the heat sensation into a language so you could figure out what the sensation meant. So that's different. That your astral body is actually inside your body, but it's awake and it's gathering the information. So it's kind of permeating through your physicality, and while it's doing that, you get sensations. Ultimately, that
right.
energy will filter down into your astral body, where you'll have an awareness through the third eye what's going on.
Yeah, that's where it kind of gets off, because sometimes I know it's like a warning, and then sometimes I'm wondering if it's like, you know, like the opposite of a warning, like a recognition and, you know, like a good heat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's in the ability of interpretation and discernment and decoding. We get better at that as we practice it and get older, just like we get more experience on the earth with whatever it is we're doing. You know, it comes with experience, practice, study, analysis. There's so much content there that you have to learn how to do this by being very diligent in how you interpret energy. So there's so
And is it different for everybody else? I mean, or is it like universal? Like, you know how like your hands will heat, or you'll get like a vibration. Do you know what I'm saying? You could feel the energy, like, or like, you know, like.
Yeah, people get it in different. There's chakras in your palm of your hand. We have 21 minor chakras. There's chakras in there. Those are the elements where you're receiving the energy. Some people will get it in the back of their neck, in their stomach, in their earlobes. Some people will feel a shiver. Some, you know, different people go through a tightening of the throat. People go through different things because the body is a vast environment and it has different elements of how it receives information. So it's not universal that everyone's going to get it in the same way.
Right. Okay, well, I was listening to you guys talk, and I was thinking, well, maybe I got this wrong. Maybe I'm not understanding this to the point where I thought I did.
Oh, no, you're on the right track. I think it's just a sharpening of your discernment, what it all means. You got your machine's working. Now it's just analyzing correctly, diagnosing correctly what the language is saying to your body.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Right.
On the right path. Excellent progress so far.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Great question, too, Leilani. Okay, thank you so much for your call.
No problem. Take care, you guys.
Aloha. Aloha. 562-596-7818.
You know, I was so proud one day. I had this heat sensation. I thought I was getting such great vibes, and I was sitting on a heater. So, even us professionals make mistakes.
Right. Okay, 678 area code. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Wanda. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Wanda. And your birth date, Wanda. And location, please.
6669.
Uh-huh. And you're calling from where? 12.
Georgia.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia, another Georgia caller. Popular. Popular state today.
Well,
okay.
Ray Charles is out and about.
Okay, Wanda, what's your question?
Well, my son is, we've been applying for financial aid for his school. And we've come across the little snags here and there, and I wanted to see if y'all see, are we going to get through it? Are we going to get the help for him to get his career going?
Well, let's see. I'm gonna go with the number 8, and I might have to morph that into different elements, but can you give me his birth date?
His birthday is 2/27/91.
That's a 31-4. And I've got to look for the 8. The 8 is in the drop of his 9 to 1 in his year. He's a 4. He's by 31. You're a 37-10-1. He's a 4. The 8 is only apparent between the 9 and the 1 of his year. He's 91. I'm working out some things real quick for you. 91-13, he's going to be 91-14, so he's 23 years old. He's still in karma. He's still in karma. Is there any other children, any other siblings?
No, he's the only one.
The only one. Have you been married once or twice in your life, Wanda?
Twice.
There I go. Okay. What I'm going to do, because I'm feeling there was a divorce in there, and so I've got to search, on the radio, I've got to do this really quickly, because this is not a prediction. It's an energy field where we've got to manipulate the powers that be into getting this acceptance for financial aid. So it has to do with changing human energy from the magic of psychic energy. So we use psychic energy, we use energy, prayer, in the intensity of energy to get those human beings to move everything around, because I really get a good vibe about your son. Wanda, anybody down the line throughout your history, in your family history, any nurses, anybody who is in nursing in the medical field?
Some of my cousins' children are in the medical field.
Okay, that's all I need to know. It's my way of getting the fish in by the tail, and that's all I need to know. All I can do is I'm going to say this to you. There's a lot of interference in him getting this financial aid. So what I'm doing as a psychic is I'm taking this opportunity with guides and spirits around me to shatter the obstacles and to get this thing moving forward so that by May we'll have some really good consequences coming in here. That's what I can do for you in the amount of time I've got, and it's the best shot I can get at it, because otherwise I see too many complications.
Okay.
All right, Wanda. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818. I think Wanda is on our Facebook, actually, and we met her, I believe, on Curious Times, maybe, or the Barbara DeLong Show.
Oh, well, I've got high hopes for this, so
yeah.
I kind of get a read when I have the ability to kind of move things. It's not really me. It's just my connection with angels, guides, and things like that. But I'm getting a pretty good vibe on when I have an obstacle ahead of me, I call on them for help, and I sometimes get a thumbs up, if you will, a wings up on, we'll come in and help. So there's a little bit of that going on, and I wish I had more time, but I just don't. We've got too many callers.
Private caller, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Hi, my name is Vanessa, and I'm wanting to leave corporate America and do spiritual work. Do you see this happening for me, or should I just go ahead and do it?
Okay, Vanessa, we need your birth date and location, please, first. What is that?
It's 1361, and I live in North Carolina.
Okay, 4147.
Yeah, 1361.
Yeah, we're adding it up, so if you hear other
numbers.
North Carolina, 1361, 4, 21, 3, we got 4, we got 3, and 53 years old. You want to know if you want to go, I was looking for that 6, and I've got the 6 in your year. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
I guess a good sign. What happened in 1982? Real quickly, Vanessa, 1982.
Well, my mother died in 84. I don't really have anything in 82 that I can specifically remember that was tragic or earth-shattering or anything.
When did your mother die?
I'm sorry?
When did your mother die, crossover?
84.
Any moves or... new relationships in 82, is that?
I tell you what I did do. I did change my career. I was going into the medical field, and I went into the design field instead.
Perfect.
That's what I'm looking for. Yes, you are to be, yes, you're to go into that metaphysical state. You're to change your career and go into this energy. That's my pinpointing evidence. So yes, indeed, this is a move I'm encouraging you to make. You're 53 years old. Your life goes in increments of 3. You're going to be having another energy at 54. So, in other words, January of 2015 is going to be a spectacular year for you. You just have to start paving and making the work happen now, Vanessa. So get on it. I'm encouraging it. 2015, things will start to blossom, and you'll be okay. Incidentally, in 1982, were you aware of your mother's illness then?
Well, she had had a stroke. She'd had a stroke about 3 years prior to that.
That's all I need to know. 3 years prior to that, got it. Now I get it. Now I'm giving you the correct information. Go forward with it.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Vanessa can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. She can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. I think we're going to be able to do this. We've got about 4 people left in 18 minutes. They're going to be short readings, but I think we can reach everybody. Area code 218.
Hey, it's Samora.
Hey, Samora. Okay.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well. Your birthday, you're an August birthday. I remember that. I think you're a 31-4.
Yes.
8-3? Am I wrong?
8-2-92.
8-2. Always close. How have you been? 31-4.
I've been good. There's just a lot of stuff has happened.
I bet. So. And, you know, sometimes when people don't go to the show for a while, I just take them off the list because I don't want to bug them. But you're back on. So, anyway, here we are.
Okay.
Any
I was
questions?
Just wondering. I just had a – well, I'm still living in Idaho, and I was wondering – what I should do for this summer or where I should go for this summer because I want to move.
I see. Are you still in school?
Yes. This is okay. My semester ends on the 9th.
All right.
She's in Idaho now?
She's in Idaho now.
And she wants to know what to do this summer?
Yeah.
Well, you know, to me, a summer, to me, I'm very industrious, and I don't look at so much vacation time as learning time, knowledge time. So I think, but I don't want to apply my standards to your standards. Everybody's entitled
summer
to have a good time.
Summer school would be your recommendation?
Well, studying, going to a retreat, developing her psychic energies, her esoteric abilities, more or less metaphysical energies. This is a great time for you to do some soul advancing. You're 21 years old. You are ahead of the game if you follow through on my advice. You're in a karmic journey until the age of 31, but you've got a very high energy level going on prior to that. So your master number is 4. You're going to be having a very strong energy. Well, you just had one at 20, so you're going to have one again at 24. 31 is not divisible by 4, so we have to start calculating 4 years prior to 31 as well. I would say that you should find some kind of spiritual, affordable, but spiritual retreat. Now, whether you do that with a group of people or whether you go somewhere where you can really feel the energy level, like someplace like Arizona, where it's already ready-made for spiritual energies, you need to go somewhere where you can connect to with rock, like red rock, the earth elements like that. There's
a
strong energy.
She's kind of in that territory by the Grand Canyon. I mean, Idaho's a little closer than we are.
That's what I would do, and you might want to exchange your energies in a group setting with people that are like-minded, that are looking for spiritual intervention, spiritual connection. That would be real important. Also, to advance your career, you're on a level of learning in this lifetime. You're supposed to be learning as much as you can and ultimately teaching in some capacity. That's for your higher knowledge, for just to put that stored away. So that's what I would suggest as opposed to laying on the beach and getting a tan or, you know, going shopping. Those things mean nothing to me. I'm not the man to speak to if that's what you're interested in. That's fine. Having a good time is fine, but I'm not here to instruct people as to, you know, where to get the best tan. I could care less. But here's what you got to do. You got to think deeply about your life. You're down here now, and you've got important work to do. And I'm telling you this as a compliment. So that's what I would suggest if it makes any sense at all.
Okay. Because I was just wondering what I should do, like, not where I should go relax or whatever. I'm like, because I wanted to move. So I was just wondering, like, if I should move back home to Minnesota.
Going back home to Minnesota is a karmic journey backward. You're still in karma until the age of 31. So that have to be looked at more in depth, because if there's a journey back home, it's going to be a karmic journey. It's about resolving something. If you're just going there to hang out or because you have nothing better to do.
And she might, you know, work over the summer or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, work in the summer.
For work purposes, it may be okay to do. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you say the word work, I resonate with that. So that's okay, because that's just where I'm coming from in my head. But, no, there's nothing wrong with you going back to Minnesota, but it's got to be for a constructive reason, not as an escape.
I just wanted to see my brother graduate, and then I don't know what I was going to do after that. That's all.
This is a good question. Demands more time. We've got so many callers.
You can always call.
Samora,
you can always call the show again now that you're back on the invite list and you know when we're airing, or you can call Neil again directly, 562-596-7818, but we've got to get to other callers. I'm sorry. Are you there, Samora?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It can't be longer, but those two options. I know
yeah.
she has class Monday, but call Wednesday, and we can maybe go deeper.
Well, there's nothing wrong
with
going back to Minnesota in the context she gave me. But man, this is a deeper question. It's got some heavy duty stuff in there.
All right, area code 774. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
My birthday is 11/2/64. I'm in
Massachusetts.
Okay,
and your name? And your
My
name?
My name is Dave. Dave,
I'm
and
sorry?
I'm 49.
Dave?
Yes.
4/14/24/6. Okay, what's your question?
My question is any information that he might feel or you guys might feel about my spiritual progress, really. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do next. I am a psychic, but I'm just losing my motivation, and any information on basically my spiritual progress moving forward would be very helpful.
All right.
Okay, good. Well, 1988, Dave, when you were 24, I mean, your spiritual progress, you're a psychic, you're master number 6, that's the third eye in the chakra system, you're all equipped, you're all ready to go, you're born in 64, there's your master number again next to a 4, which is balance. Your 4 was previously in your year broken up by an 11 and a 2. You add that together, you get a 4, but it's broken up because of relationship dramas and family stuff going on. You got a lot of relationship drama going on in your life that has confused your fullest mental picture of being as attuned as you are and consistent as you should be as a psychic. So there's a lot of relationship stuff, family stuff, darkness in there that's got to be worked out. Probably you're still carrying with you. What happened in
1988? 88, 86. Hang on, let me think real quick. Nothing that comes off the top of my head, but I'm sure you're right. And that's nothing that pops off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, later, Dave, go back at the age of 24 because it's divisible by 6. That's when you had a turnover. There might have been a move, a change in your attitude. Something went on there. That's important. You're 49 now, and so 24, 34, 44, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You've already turned over essentially to a double energy of your karma of 24. So 2 times 24 would be 48. You're 1 year beyond that. You've got to get on the ball here. This energy, you've got until November to get this thing figured out, because by the time you reach November, because you remember, your journey is your 64. That's the year you were born. Your master number is 6, and your last number of your birth is 4. So there's two 64s in there. You're 49 right now, and you've gone through 8 cycles of your life, 8.1 cycles. That would be 48 and 1 year left over. So you're right now, you've got to be considering, what you'd have to do is you'd have to look back and unravel some of the issues that you might still be carrying undoubtedly from childhood to teenager to young man. Have you had a lot of relationship confusion in your life, starting from birth, family?
Yes,
was there a lot of drama in there?
Yes, yes, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, what you got to do is you got to go back in there and do a little bit of more cleanup, a little bit more work, get the thing tuned so that your car isn't coughing while you're driving, so to speak. You got something clogging the system that's totally workable. But again, Dave, we'd have to get in there and open it up. We'd have to do kind of surgery, not major, but it'd have to be done. Then your clarity for your psychic element, which is part of your transcendent breath in this lifetime, will be much more fluid and much more consistent, and you're going to be a happy man if you follow through.
Okay. Awesome. Go ahead. Oh, I just want to say awesome. Thank you very much. First time caller, and I love you guys. So I'll be listening every week. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. We appreciate it. We always like new listeners. Okay, take care.
Thank
you. You're welcome. 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Area code 202 is next. I'm trying to fit everybody in.
How much time do we have?
To do it. 8 minutes. Good morning, 202.
Minutes. Good morning. My name is Tierra Thomas. Well, Tierra, and I was calling from the Washington, D.C. area, and my birthday is 8/14/1981. I'm 32.
Okay, how do you say your name, please? Just the first.
Tierra.
Spelling?
Okay, I was calling to T-I-A-R-A.
Oh, Tiara. Okay, great. And go ahead with your question.
My question is, currently I rent a townhouse, but I can't afford it anymore. So I wanted to see if you see me moving into my own place sometime in July.
She's a 31. 8-4-81?
Yes, 8/14/81.
8/14/81, 13, 23, and 9. 32. I had the wrong date. I had the wrong date at 8/4.
We'll just calculate something here. 32. And you are 30. You're 32 right now.
Yes, I'm 32.
Oh, you're right at the cusp. You're changing. Your whole energy is changing. No wonder you're going through turmoil. Right now is time that you make changes. From karma to transcendence. So the journey of you moving from the townhouse is evident. I think it's going to happen. But it's about taking you out of one secure zone, or seemingly secure, to your new element. So you're moving into a new realm is what you're doing. This is a very exciting time of your life. This is where changes occur. You've gone through so much karma now. At the age of 32, you switch gears and you start your transcendent breath. Now, granted, and you've got an 8 going. This is great. You've got an 8 in your month, and you've got an 8 in your year. The turnover continues with this new rebirth. You've got a wonderful rebirth going on. Your first two numbers are 8-1. Your year is 81. Oh, no, don't worry. What you're going through may seem a little bit nerve-wracking and anxiety. It might produce anxiety. But you're actually heading towards something really great. You're going through a great rebirth right now. So according to your individual soul print, we have fingerprints, we have soul prints, spirit prints, human prints. Your prints here are you're regrouping with your higher self to continue your journey forward. That doesn't mean that you don't have hardships and you've collected a lot of drama in your life. That's karma. That's just baggage and karma. But now I'm finding that in your lifetime, you're starting to make this great shift. So there's going to be some elements. It might be a little bit challenging during the time, but you're leaving area because the karma there is done. So you're you're creating the next new transcendent location in the earth that you're going to be hitting, which is going to be really great. And I want to ask you something. Most of us do, but do you have an aunt, a close aunt?
Yes, I do.
There's an element there. I wish I could get more into it, but I don't have time. But there's something in the rolling of that dough, if you will, that I'm kneading out. There's something in there that's calling out to me that's got some clues in it. You take some time to examine that, because in that you're going to find a diamond of information.
Okay.
So you look at that. Mark my words. You look into that and do a little bit of study, but the attitude, I can't go into too much more detail, but the attitude about the move is inevitable and positive.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Tiara. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye. Okay. We've got one more caller, and we've got about 4 minutes, so we're going to do this quickly. This is Rosa Maria. Good morning.
We got them all in then?
We've got them all.
Working.
Hi there.
Yeah, I'm working.
1231
for the military. It sounds like you either fell into the bathroom drain, or I don't know where you're going.
Very echoey. Very echoey.
Are you calling from a bathroom?
All right. Oh, that one. Okay, I see you.
Yeah, no schizophrenic callers today. We can't handle this. She's calling deep from the caverns of a bathroom.
That's not going to work.
And it's not going to work. So we don't really have much more time. That last caller, she needs a plumber. She needs somebody to pull her out of the zone and pay more attention. All right.
Well.
What have we? So we actually got through this. We didn't get to the 10th caller. And no one's dropping by, huh?
That's okay. Well, we only have 2 minutes, Neil. So
two minutes.
Last final words for the day.
I hate that. Well,
I'm sorry.
Final words of the day is it makes me feel like I'm going to go. I'm not ready to go yet. Final
I'm just saying
words
that for the closing of the show. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
I think. We were talking about this element of lucid kind of dreaming, or the astral projection of our breathing.
We certainly were.
Active consciousness. I think that's something we can all sort of practice, and it's simple. One thing you can do, what I instruct people to do, lay on your back, close your eyes, and rub your eyeballs with your knuckles.
So you see stars, essentially?
Yes, you see stars.
Flashing.
If you stop for a minute, if you're lucky, it's going to feel like you're in a plane looking down at a city at night. That's called the cosmic map. That is actually a cosmic map that you're activating, and you're looking at a grand design of the universe. It's captured in your brain. That's a good way to start to activate a journey of astral projecting in your daylight hours. So you create a nighttime image while you're awake. Lay on your back, close your eyes, rub your eyeballs a little bit with your knuckles, stop for a moment, keep your eyes closed, and center your brain in such a way that you're looking in your mind's eye, the darkness in your brain, and suddenly you'll see like clouds parting. And it will feel like you're in a plane looking down at a city at night. That is the beginning journey of astral projecting in the daylight hours. And that's a good way to start.
Okay. Right, Neil. Well, thank you so much for that piece of advice. I think I'll go try that right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Happy landing.
Happy astral traveling to me. We are back on the air on Monday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then. Have a fantastic week and weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.